the time appointed is the end of this time prophecy. He, pagan Rome, shall return and come towards the south, but it shall not be as the former or as the latter. And he will correctly point out that the former is when they came into Egypt during the Battle of Actium time period and did away with Egypt, and the latter is when they came into Judea and ultimately in AD 70 destroyed Jerusalem fully. Those two times, when Rome came against Egypt and then the glorious land, he just overwhelmed both those entities. But in verse 29, because we've reached the year 330, the end of the time period for Rome, pagan Rome, to rule the world, his excursions towards the south won't be like when he went to Egypt and Judea, because suddenly he's lost the strength and the power that he had during that 360-year time period. And in verse 30, he will tell you that these ships that come out of Chittim, that is Carthage, and that it's the Vandals that were attacking Rome, particularly the islands of the Mediterranean under the leadership and Genseric, and they were weakening the Roman Empire. And at this same time period, we'll begin the barbarian march out of Northern Europe down on Italy and Rome itself. But in verse 30, it says, "For the ships of Chittim shall come against him; therefore he shall be grieved." He'll be grieved in the sense that he no longer has the ability to rule the world as he wished to do. And he returns. He returns not now to the capital city of Rome, but to Constantinople. And he has indignation against the Holy Covenant. And on page 268 of the Daniel Revelation, he says this: "Indignation against the Holy Covenant. This doubtless refers to attempts to destroy God's covenant by attacking the Holy Scriptures, the Book of the Covenant." And he goes into the not only the battle that began to be taking place over the interpretation of the Bible within Christendom itself, but also that at this time period, let me read it here, "It was especially for the purpose of exterminating this heresy that Justinian decreed the Pope to be the head of the church and the corrector of heretics." This is part of the indignation against the Holy Covenant that's taking place in verse 30, and then Uriah Smith continues on, "The Bible soon came to be regarded as a dangerous book that should not be read by common people, but all questions in dispute were to be submitted."